me of her, could you walk with me? Only want someone to
be. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, September 12th, 2022, and it is 1906 UTC. Sorry for the late start there. I don't have the sound effect, but I'll say I had a hamburger kept up on high, and so I needed to I needed to eat the hamburger before it got cold. But I felt very fancy because I cooked a slice of bacon, and then I cooked a burger, and I put it all together, and then by the time it was done. Because I'm bad at I'm very slow at anything I do. So if I'm cooking or program, whatever, very nice and slow. So anyway, I finished cooking the burger just at like 2 or 3 minutes before the show was supposed to start, and I decided to eat the burger instead of start the show. So I'm sorry. Please forgive me. In other news, I was able to hook up the TB-03. To the computer and get it out on Open VoIP last night, or Open Mic, so I think I'll be able to. I've got to look up some other stuff, because I've been able to sequence the TB-03 using the Keystep, and I'm pretty excited about it. The next step, I think, is to figure out a way to transition between sequences. But anyway, hello, hello, welcome Stug and Quentin, thank you for being here. S. Brillo, hello, hello. It's time to get into the news. My computer, alas, I'm trying to use the Mac more, and I don't have my sound effects. Like, I loaded it up yesterday, and they're gone. So I think I have some setup to do. I'll keep on trying. Anyway, it's time to go ahead and get started the way we pretty much always start, and that's over here in the world news. Alright, first, questions loom over Ukraine's counteroffensive in Kharkiv. Oh, you know what? We can do this. Let's do this. And then we click this and hit restore. And we close this tab. We take this URL. We go to TX0. Sorry, I wanted to be sure and generate that TX0 shortcut URL for you once we get going. So we start in Ukraine. The Ukraine has managed to turn the tide of the war, at least for now. What's going to happen next? Hey, welcome, X1. The speed of the Ukrainian military's counteroffensive in the eastern Kharkiv region is nothing short of breakneck. 36 towns and villages have been liberated from Russian forces who fled eastward and offered little or no resistance. Within 4 days, Ukraine nullified 4 months of success of the Russian army that cost them a huge amount of victims, Nikolai Mitrokin, a Russian expert at Germany's University of Bremen, told Al Jazeera. But the speed and ease with which Ukraine regained control of the area that lies west of the Russian border and north of the separatist Luhansk People's Republic are raising questions. This comes to us from Al Jazeera. And of course, I want to mention that the Luhansk People's Republic is just the name that Russia gave for this particular area. The Russians abandoned next to no artillery or armored vehicles, and their retreat from the heavily fortified area did not look like a panic flight that followed heavy fighting. There is only one narrow road that connected the deoccupied towns of Kupiansk and Izium to the Russian border, but the retreat did not clog it up and lasted days, not hours. To him, this signifies that a deliberate decision was made in the Kremlin to leave the area and use the manpower and weaponry near separatist-controlled areas. The Russian Defense Ministry made a decision that apparently came from the very top, according to Mitrokin. So, that's what's going on here. All right, Tope. Good luck with the switcheroo. Happy to see you around. And actually, I want to mention this. I'm talking to people. Who am I talking to? The people hanging out in comp. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And then once you're logged in, just type com, C-O-M, press enter. And then once that loads up, press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that will land you in the Anon Radio room where everybody's hanging out and talking about whatever they're hearing on the radio. So it's often the most busy room. You can also, where'd my window go? There is an XMPP room. I had that window open when I went to sleep, but I guess my XMPP client for the Mac decided that I didn't need that window anymore. So let's just join the group chat again. Anon Radio. All you do is, in your client, you'll join the Anon Radio room. It's conference.jabber.sdf.org. So Fade and Godub and Joshua M and SCM are in Jabber, if you want to jump in over there. And some people use IRC. press Big G for Gangsta. Big G, of course, will give you a random player sheet if you wanted to play like a D&D kind of one-shot. Of course, I have rolled the worst character possible. 2 hit points, alignment evil, strength 4, dexterity 0, charisma 0, Constitution 8, Intelligence 6, Wisdom 1. So I'm kind of smart, average a little bit above average intelligence, but no school, no wisdom, and Constitution is 8. So I'm wandering around, getting hurt by anything, and barely surviving. But scraping by, man, that Constitution gotta help you. Anyway. Let's keep on moving. We got all sorts of news stories to talk about. X1 says it's the truth. If you press G, it'll keep re-rolling for you. So here we go. Now I got one. I'm evil still, but I've got 2 hit points, but I've got 5 dexterity and 8 in wisdom and charisma. That sounds like a better evil alignment player. Of course, if you ever are an evil alignment player, it's usually best to be deceptive until the right time. Speaking of evil, modern slavery is a growing challenge thanks to a mix of armed conflict, climate change, and the global pandemic, a new UN report says. International Labor Organization, or ILO, estimates suggest that 50 million people, or 1 out of every 150 people alive, are trapped in forced labor or forced marriages. That is up nearly 10 million on its numbers from 5 years ago. The ILO said the fact that things were getting worse was shocking. Nothing can justify the persistence of the fundamental abuse of human rights, said its director, Guy Ryder. Of course, on the ballot, in the United States, slavery is still legal for punishment of a crime, so everyone in prison can basically be used for forced labor, along with lots of other stuff. So there are some states voting to abolish slavery this year. I don't remember. I know Louisiana is one of them. Hold on, let me see. Here it is. The 5 states. Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont have an opportunity to vote to abolish slavery as part of an effort by the criminal justice reform movement to end prison labor. The 13th Amendment, of course, abolished slavery except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. There is, just as an aside, just to let you know, it's like slavery is alive and well, and all of the, any country that's really rich and doing well, if you look hard enough, you'll find forced labor or slavery. That's how all societies seem to thrive in our current world. Anyhow, let's talk about politics. And then we got to play a song. It's getting time to it's music time. Music. Hey, welcome, Illuminator. Welcome. And let's do Big R and then do 100 and see what we get out of here. Oh, there we go. Quentin posted his setup 9 dexterity. One intelligence, one constitution. I don't know. Seems like a bad idea. Whoops. All right, there we go. All right, let's keep on moving. Sorry, I am all over the place. Whew, focus. Pew, pew, pew. Focus, focus, focus. All right. Sweden election. Results could take days as vote too close to call. Sweden's election was too close to call on Sunday night, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said. Exit polls at first predicted victory for the incumbent left-wing coalition, but results later suggested the right-wing bloc could narrowly win. Crime and integration of communities were major issues in the campaign, and the far-right Sweden Democrats looked to become the second-largest party. It could take until Wednesday for all votes to be counted. Soon after polls closed, an early exit poll by Sweden's public broadcaster suggested Ms. Andersson's coalition of four left-wing parties would narrowly win with 49.8% of the vote compared to 49.2%. But the left's celebrations were perhaps premature, as later partial results put the right group ahead with the projected 176 of 349 seats in parliament. As the race is so close, the final result may have to wait until all votes, including postal and advance votes, are counted over the next few days. So, we'll see what's going on there. X1 makes a point. Less slavery today than years ago. I think that probably percentage-wise, I don't know about raw numbers, though. Whatever the result, the far-right Sweden Democrats have made significant gains, appearing to become the country's second-largest party behind the Social Democrats. So, that's what's going on there in Sweden. An update in Kenya. There's a row right now because Kenya TVs are barred from broadcasting Ruto's inauguration. Kenya is a few hours away from the inauguration of... This was 6 hours ago, so this may have already passed. Kenya is a few hours away from the inauguration of President-elect William Ruto. On Tuesday, Uhuru Kenyatta is expected to hand over the instruments of power, including a ceremonial sword and a copy of Kenya's constitution, to the new president. Ruto will be the first to take the oath of office, becoming Kenya's fifth president since independence. He will be followed by his deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua. The assumption of the Office President Act provides that the deputy president-elect shall take and subscribe to the oath or affirmation of allegiance, an oath or affirmation for the execution of the functions of the office in accordance with the Constitution. The Kenyan Treasury Department has provided 200 million shillings, or about $1.6 million, for the inauguration ceremony. It will be less costly than Kenyatta's 2017 inauguration, which taxpayers paid over 300 million shillings for. According to local media, about 20 heads of state have been invited to attend the ceremony. The communication team of Kenya's president-elect has offered exclusive broadcast rights to MultiChoice Kenya Ltd., an affiliate of South African Pay TV Group, arguing the group will provide a channel for the rest of Africa. Although KBC, the national broadcaster, has a minority shareholder of MultiChoice, local journalists and media organizations have criticized the move. Welcome back, Tobe. So yeah, what this basically means is it's kind of like a local sports team blackout, basically. It sounds like it's not going to be on the national news channel, but it will be on available for pay-per-view. So that's one way, I guess, to make some money or keep the cost down. And in Xinjiang, lockdown continues. Chinese censors have reportedly been ordered to flood social media with innocuous posts about Xinjiang to drown out mounting complaints of food and medication shortages in a region under lockdown for more than a month. The Ili Kazakh Autonomous Prefecture, also known as Yili, is home to about 4.5 million people and is believed to have been first put into lockdown in early August, without official public announcement, after an outbreak of COVID-19. In recent days, social media has hosted reams of posts about food shortages, delays, or refusals of medical care. But according to a leaked directive published by the China Digital Times, censors were told to open a campaign of comment flooding to drown them out. Not really super exciting or pleasant thing to hear. There are no subject matter restrictions, it said, according to CDT's translation. Content may include domestic life, daily parenting, cooking, or personal moods. All internet commentary personnel should post once an hour, twice in total, but not in rapid succession. Repeat, not in rapid succession. In a sample of posts archived by the CDT as possible examples, users shared photos of Zhenjiang cuisine and idyllic environments, but were quickly attacked as suspected attempts to dilute the conversation. So, the people are not having it. Let's go ahead and finish The Way You Smile by Blaze Foley, because we don't have a ton of time, but I really like that song. Let's finish it up.
Now,
you're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here and hanging out, listening, participating in comm, all that stuff. Today is Monday, so that means that it's Harry Larry Mix Remix Day at 20 hours. Of course, every single day, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC with Tope. And then at 0000 midnight UTC tonight, or Tuesday, depending on how you are, that is Stoke Sauce Radio, followed by We Are Free Flow from Nozomi and Masao. And then we've got Hear Now the Words tomorrow at 1500 hours. So check that out. Go to anonradio.net and you can check out all the cool shows that are coming up and who's doing what and all of that kind of jazz. It's a lot of fun. Also, hello, hello. Welcome, X2180. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out. All right, let's go through the remaining headlines here with the last 6 minutes or so, 5 minutes of the show we got. Ethiopia celebrates New Year. This is something that was news to me, so I wanted to be sure and mention it to you. Sorry, I want to find the right. I was hoping to get to the. Oh, there's not a. This was news to me, but I'll share the detail part two in a sec. Renewed conflict in the north, crippling drought, and stubbornly high inflation. Ethiopians rang in their new year on Sunday with little to celebrate. At a livestock market in the capital of Addis Ababa, traders and visitors alike bemoaned the various crises confronting Africa's second most populous nation. As you can see now, everything is expensive. If there was a peace, it wouldn't be like this, trader Indeshu Deniku told AFP on Saturday. The holiday, on the eve of the New Year holiday known as Inkutatash. The peace situation you see here in different places is not good. People stay home and don't come to the market or bring their livestock. And so, the news to me, because we know we've been reporting on this for a long time, we know that Ethiopia has been having trouble. But this Inkutatash, I did not know that Ethiopia had its own calendar and its own New Year's Day. According to Ethiopian tradition, on the 11th of September, Queen of Sheba, known as Makeda in Ethiopian, returned to Ethiopia from her visit to King Solomon in Jerusalem. Her followers celebrated her return by giving her jewels, hence Inkutatash, meaning the gift of jewels. This holiday is based on the Ethiopian calendar, and large celebrations are held around the country. And the Ethiopian calendar, it is 2022, so it's not far off. The Ethiopian calendar is 12 months of 30 days, plus 5 or 6 epigomenal days, which comprise a 13th month. The Ethiopian months begin on the same days as those of the Coptic calendar, but their names are in Ge'ez, an ancient Ethiopian Semitic language. It's from Ethiopia and Eritrea. So anyway, I thought this was really cool, so I sat there and read a bunch about it. Goblins and troll discussion. You gotta know which one of the other. Now, let's talk about colors of flags, or colors in general. Activists are raising a red flag over Argentina's green hydrogen project. If you didn't know, hydrogen is looking to be the next big green fuel, but there's different colors because you have black or gray hydrogen. That's stuff that you get from using from just burning coal and pulling the hydrogen out of that. You have this gray stuff that are blue maybe. Anyway, that there's different levels depending on how green it is. Fortescue Future Industries says it would create more than 15,000 jobs and put the province at the forefront of Argentina's energy transition. But local activists say it could violate indigenous land rights and harm the natural environment and endangered threatened condors. So, wildfires are sweeping the country. We're running out of time. I'm going to hurry up. The dire state of local journalism in the U.S. has been well documented in recent years, as the closures of hundreds of local newspapers has created news deserts where people struggle for information on local politics. It has also created openings for companies and political groups to swoop in, serving a mixture of local news and propaganda. Chevron in Texas's news-starved and oil-rich Permian Basin is the latest to take in. Chevron's Permian Proud site in August was first reported by Gizmodo. The banner at the top of Permian Proud does state the site is sponsored by Chevron, but at first glance, it seems like a grant or something. So yeah, look out. Oh, we're running out of time. We only got about 90 seconds or less to go. Here's the remaining headlines. Jeff Bezos' uncrewed rocket explodes in a fireball during a flight. A routine Blue Origin rocket launch went awry Monday morning as New Shepard booster exploded moments after launching. It was a catastrophic failure, and it set fire to the neighboring areas. And Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend in college, is selling off the memento photos she took of him when they were dating, and like her birthday card that he gave her, and the presents he gave her, 18 candid photos capturing his youthful moments, and a birthday card signed Love Elon, when it's currently valued about $10,000. All right. Wrong button. Anyway, we're going to run out of time, so thanks for being here and listening, and enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Hope. Whoops. Come on.
Our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.